Hello, and welcome to Legends of Athoria. A collection of tales from a land filled with magic and mayhem. Political intrigue and downfalls. Heroes and heroines saving the day. And monsters and beasts plunging it back to peril. This legend is carried out by Stimpius, the thieving Kenku Ranger. Lausian, the conceited Eldrin Wizard. And Blaze Butler, the captivating Tabaxi Bard. Join us as we relive history and discover dangers, pitfalls, and stupid decisions that made Athoria the legend it is today.
All right, I should probably do an intro. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the very long-awaited continuation and almost ending of Legends of Athoria. Last time we played was like... Yeah, you guys have two episodes left.
Yeah, this is going to be split into two.
So we're playing one, but it's going to be split into two. But last time we played was like in October. So... All right. Who wants to give our recap of the last session? Or kind of where we're at?
I think Stimpy does.
Don't you guys listen to our podcast on the regular? Like daily cranking it out?
I mean,
I crank it out every day, but like...
I mean, I rewatch it so much I can't even remember very well, you know?
I get it. That makes sense.
Okay, let me give a very rough guess on where we're at.
Here, if you guys can give me an overall story, I can give you the recap of the last episode. Because I listened to it the other day.
So, we started out, and... I don't even remember how we started out, guys.
It's been that long.
I just remember there was a lot of poop going on.
I remember. Okay, we started out with a bounty board, right?
Yeah, we were just dudes. Bing showing.
And the first person to do anything was Stimpy shoved Jake to the ground and walked inside the pub.
Yeah, I remember that. That was a good time.
And then Jacob made the other bard cry.
I want to be very clear.
He sure did.
That was like the first episode, guys.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Oh, I thought we're doing the last episode.
Connor said if we can give a general story, then he'll do the recap. But
I don't know if you can
even
do
recalling
the general
how it started.
Okay.
How it started. Okay, because we didn't remember.
I remember how it started. We all were in front of a little bar tavern thing, looking at a little board of quests or what was it? A bounty board.
Close.
Some of them looked really cool and intricate, and some of them were like ripped pieces of paper. So we decided to go into the bar, and I think
I remember before we went in the bar, I knocked over some real pussy-looking punk-ass bitch. I don't remember who that was, but I remember I did that.
That was me.
It sounds about right.
Yeah, that adds up.
Adds up. Yeah, no, makes sense. So, all right, we quit it. Yeah. Went into the bar, into the bar, or the tavern.
Jake went into the bar. Crawled Is that in. Why he was crying?
I pretended to be like, hey, I can heal you to this entertainer at the front.
But yeah.
I was just trying to steal his spotlight so I could have his money from his patrons. Also, because he was kind of pathetic. So, anyway.
Yeah, that Sir Coughs Lot guy is pretty pathetic.
Loser.
Yeah, real... Punk ass bitch.
Okay, anyway, we don't need to do every single little bit, but just a general story of how we got to where we're at.
Yes.
Okay, we did a bunch of quests in town, met some sexy priests Wit was really into.
Yes.
Then we took a boat, almost drowned by beautiful women, which were actually like deadly.
That happened. Rasulka.
So almost died.
Hey, for me, it was a beautiful man.
I think Stimpy was like the only son of a bitch to like not actually be in trance,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, because I'm not stupid.
He knows which head to think with.
Okay, anyway. We get to the other side and we buy I Heart Halcyon t-shirts, right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
and the little gremlins start following us about.
Oh, I forgot about them. Oh.
That's not for a little bit, is it? Or was it right at that part?
No, it was pretty much then. Because then we did a lot of hiking and they were with us.
Yeah, it's pretty close to right then. You guys go back to...
Halcyon, that's what I thought. I thought we'd completed a quest.
Yeah, you go back to Drypier and then you leave, but...
Yeah, we did the three quests, we put a guy in slavery, then we left.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that happened, too.
You know what? That was his best option. It was either we kill him, the owner kills him...
Or he just leaves. Oh, no, he couldn't leave. He couldn't leave because his wife was...
His wee baby.
Yeah.
He had babies.
His wee baby.
We meet some very highly powerful magical men.
And a cat.
We die. whatever happened to the goblin guys that were following us?
They ended up living at that one town. And
went to the desert, died. Woke back up to the cat guy. Got some powerful magical items from him. Did some trading.
Jake was in a coma.
I woke up from a tree baby.
Yes, did a tree baby. Oh yeah, I have a tree alternate personality in my head.
I can't believe you forgot about Stumpy. So rude.
What happened to your mushroom arm? Did that disappear? Or...
Oh, still
I still have my mushroom arm.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Don't forget that for the last fight.
Well, he's got to roll what mushrooms he has at the beginning of the day, so he might just have...
Yeah, but I just need to remember to use them.
Yeah.
I hope you get some explosive ones you can throw.
Thanks.
Explosively healing ones.
Anyway. We head all the way up. We get all the way up to the coast. We do a little puzzle. We find our ghost ship. We get on the ghost ship. We sail up to these little islands that we're on, and we're going around, and we're finding a key. Well, we're finding all the parts of a key.
Jacob had a baby. Had a child.
I forgot about that.
I do not remember that in the slightest.
Jacob got paid to have sex.
He got paid to have a child. People do that. That's a thing.
Oh, that's right.
And we met the brain. We met the brain that was controlling an entire island worth of people, and we left them there.
Yep. And you promised the brain that you would bring the key back.
Yes, we did.
We lied.
I think once we finish this whole dragon thing, we might have to go do that before we officially end. That seems like something we need to wrap up. You know what I mean?
Or, you know, we could just let them perish. You know?
Okay. I guess we'll see what mood we're in after. Anyway. We rifled through Stimpy's poo.
That was fun. Because you guys stole the part of the key, and then Jake had to use Mage Hand to pull it back out.
And then I used my...
No, Jake used his ghost hand.
Because he has a ghost hand instead of a wood hand now. And then I used Mage Hand to squash it everywhere.
Instead of just picking it up. That's right, you did slap it.
I slapped it.
Waffle slap it into the ground.
Yes. Yep, exactly. And is that where we're at? Or did we do more?
That's pretty much where we're at. You did the poop thing first, and then you did the island with the brain. But that's pretty much where we're at. Good job.
Okay.
I'm proud of you. You get one inspiration point for that. That was some hard brain power you used. You and Jake. And
Wit pretty much carried that, but
okay. Well, I guess Jake just you Wit. Well, Jake doesn't get any. Jake declined it. So I guess just Wit gets it. All right. So, you guys have one more island to go to, the island of Einveru.
Which one is that on the map?
That is the one in the bottom center.
Oh yeah, that one's like a prison or something, right?
It is. It's known colloquially as the Rock.
Can you smell
Anyway. Oh, also, did we decide, are we supposed to be level 9 or level 8 right now?
Whatever you guys did, it's fine.
I went to 9.
That works.
I also went to 9.
I had already made my character sheet into level 9.
That's fine. I told you guys a little late, so no, you're fine.
Well, no, you didn't tell us a little late.
Did you even level up?
So much time in between, we kept forgetting.
Actually, yes. Fair.
But I did remind you guys to, like, late last night. It was, like, 11. However, you guys have to go from Balea down to Einveru. So, during your time sailing, you have learned some new skills. And about halfway through, the craziest thing happens. Stimpy, do you want to roll? Or just pick a number between 1 and 100. Or roll for it. It's up to you.
Between 1 and 100?
Correct.
78.
You guys get into a terrible wintry storm, and it causes your decks to be slippery. Oh, sorry, that was like one of the most boring.
Decks is slippery? Is that just like we get disadvantage on deck stuff? Or
It's slippery for like a day while it's snowy and freezing rain.
Oh,
but you're not in that storm forever. It's
tropic paradise.
I told you, it was the craziest thing.
It is quite, you know.
It was pretty crazy.
And so I was expecting it.
All right, so you guys come upon the island of Einveru, which is right there.
What is on that tree?
Okay, my thing was stuck in, like, wicked... Huh, so I'd imagine we're at the
bottom. Wait, is this gamer girl in the bottom right?
I don't know. Obviously, I didn't make this map.
Okay, anyway.
There's just so many good maps made, you know, I just...
Okay, yeah.
I don't know who
you had to steal them off of Patreon or your AO.
No, I just stole them off Google.
Okay.
So,
are you a plagiarist?
No, because you guys are the ones that sees the map, so it's fine. It's fine. Patreon Angel Maps. There. Done. Okay. So you guys are on the island of Einru. You're over in this little rowboat.
Oh, okay. Lead the way, nerds.
And you hear some screaming coming from this tower.
This wee tower.
Okay, so is there anybody, like, around outside?
No. But it's rumored that the greatest evils of all Athoria are sent to this harbor. Oh. It's a jail without cells and an island without a boat. It is rumored that the dragon himself was bound here long ago, but he somehow escaped.
Okay, can I use my thing to, like, see if I can sense somebody around?
What are the things you can sense again?
I'm trying to find it. Where did it go?
Do you remember the name of it? I can pull it up.
Oh, okay. Aberrations, Celestials, Dragons, Elementals, Fae, Fiends, and Undead.
You don't detect any of those.
Oh, okay. Well, hey guys, the bargain is here. Yeah. You hear that, fellas? There's nothing.
Yeah, I have my owl.
Huh? A few seconds later, you hear another scream. They all seem to be the same scream. Yes, you do have an owl.
I have my celestial owl friend.
Real quick. Sounds very similar to the last one, like scary similar. What do we do? Like, that sounds pretty fake.
Are you gonna cry about it?
And it's a very, like, a deep voice. Like, it's a very low octave scream.
Ah.
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 Okay, I love how we say ah. We say ah.
Okay. I assume this building actually has a roof, right? Because that's how the maps work. Okay. I can't just, like, send my L over in
there. Let's look at the tower. How many floors, just kind of guesstimating, does the tower have?
10.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Well, dude, you just want to wander
in? Well, it's 10 stories high.
Yeah, yeah. It could very well have a basement or two. Come on, guys. Tower.
Okay. I guess let's go. Are we gonna try to sneaky a little bit, or are we just gonna walk right up?
Cheeky breeky like. What else are we gonna do? Let's just waddle right in.
Okay, let's just walk right in.
I'm all for it.
Okay, so you guys walk in, and you hear that yell. I guess I should call it. No, I'll call it a scream. You'll hear that. You hear that again. And you hear it coming from you see this large orc man.
He's very large.
Yeah, very large. How does he fit in here now?
He's about 8.5 feet tall.
Oh, okay.
That doesn't fit the scale of the map.
No.
I like to complain.
So is he, like, chained up, or is he just, like, screaming, sitting on the floor?
He's just screaming, and he has a book open. And he's got blood coming from his eyes, his nose, and his mouth.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
He doesn't seem to hear you, but he does yell out a furious yell, almost in pain.
I'm going to cast my Mage Hand cantrip and close the book.
All right.
Okay. You know, I'll do it.
So you try to close the book, but it doesn't seem to be able to close. So the book appears to be stuck open by an unseen force.
Okay.
A few seconds later, you hear another yell, and more blood starts to drip down his face.
We need to do something, guys.
Is there anything else in this room? Can we just leave the dude be? He's obviously enjoying a good book.
He hasn't noticed that you're here yet. I just want to put that out there.
Oh.
I could create a bonfire and try to burn the book.
Is there a stick? Could I try and poke him with a stick?
I mean, there's some bones littering the floor.
Guys, throw a bone at him. I'll toss a bone at him.
So...
trying to hurt him, just trying to, like...
Did you hit him with the bone?
Yeah, I'm just trying to, like, bump his arm.
So he feels it and almost, like, snaps out. He's like, who goes there? Who entered this cursed place?
Your mom, lol.
I don't know what to say.
Tis we the three retardiers. What's going on, man? What's up?
I am bound here.
Never mind.
I am bound here by this cursed book. But with you here, you can solve it.
Oh, yeah? What do we need to do, homeboy?
Guys, if he's bound by this book, maybe it's supposed to be like that because this is the criminal island.
Oh, maybe. But, you know, let's hear him out. He can't do nothing from the same
thing. The only way to close this book is to go through every page. I have almost done it, but I can't seem to get further. And the pain is... it's just too much.
Is it like a comic book, or... does it have pictures, at least?
What reason have you to be here?
We're looking for a key.
I can get you your key.
Oh, yeah?
But you must free me from this accursed thing.
How do we know you're not lying,
I guess that's just a risk you'll have to take.
I'm good.
I mean... Tell you what, homeboy, we're going to recuperate, we're going to talk some things through, we'll come back in just a moment, all right, man?
I wish you luck.
We'll be back to help you in just a bit. So what do you dudes think? What should we do?
He goes back to the book and you hear another scream in pain.
I think we should free it. Or do you think we should take a look around first?
Because what if he's just got the key clenched between his ass cheeks? Let's not help this nerd if we don't have to.
How
Were there stairs in the room? Like,
no, I said it was 10 stories tall, but it's literally just one room and then a big, big, big walls.
Just big, just really high ceiling.
Pretty much. looking up in the ceiling, you do see like you know those like body cages that mm-hmm. they had. Yeah, it's pretty much just like littered with those.
All right. So I mean, there's not more. I mean,
you guys don't even know what type of book it is.
I tried asking him. Like,
I mean, we can go and inspect it. He's trapped. He can't move. We can go look at
it. Well, I don't think maybe looking at it's the best bet. You know.
Well, wait, you could also use your owl to take a look and see what type of book it is.
Oh, I could, huh?
Yeah, you could do that. Or you could have your owl, like, help us look around and just see if we, you know, find the key.
Okay. Yeah, let's... Okay, I'm gonna send my owl over to looky at the bookie.
So you send your owl over to look over, and on the page is this. 2 in a corner, 1 in a room, 0 in a house, but 1 in a shelter. What am I? And now, wow. The only thing you can think of are these words.
Okay, cool. Okay, I'm going to hurry and type that out. What? Say it again, slowly.
Here, I can put it in the...
Two in a corner, 1 in a room, 0 in a house, but 1 in a shelter. What am I?
So, wait, you are now drawn to this book.
Oh boy.
Guys, I would like you to just to keep link an arm with me, Stimpy, and don't let me go to the book.
I have hollow bones, dude. I'm light as hell.
Jacob,
hold the cat.
Kitty, come here.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
During this time, you can think of very little else besides this riddle. Seems to be eating away.
Two in a corner, 1 in a room, 0 in a house, but 1 in a shelter. 2 in a corner, 1 in a room.
I don't know what the fuck I could... What the hell?
2 in a corner.
You hear another yell.
One in a shelter? It equals 4. Are there 4 parts to the key, or are there 3?
There's 3. There's 3 parts to the key.
Okay, so I think we just need the shaft, don't we? We have the head and the handle.
Two in a corner, 1 in a room.
Now, your compatriots, however, do not know what the book says, so they can't help you unless they
like the book. I'm mumbling this under my breath. Again, I'll tell them. Guys, the book says a riddle. It says 2 in a corner, 1 in a room, 0 in a house, but 1 in a shelter. What am I?
I don't know.
You feel like darkness pretty much settle in the prison. You feel that if you were to leave, you would surely die before you made it to your boat.
Is that just me or is that everyone?
That's you.
Okay, guys, I'm getting a really, really bad feeling that we're gonna die if we leave.
Where is this feeling coming from?
Like the book. The book's telling me telepathically.
Okay. So, have we decided this book is like actually got power? You're really cool. Or is it full of shit?
Who?
I just need to solve this riddle. Are we inside still?
Yeah, you're inside, and the book appears to be almost done. There's only a couple pages left.
Hey, I'm going to yell at the orc guy. Hey, do you know the answer to that riddle?
If I knew the answer, I wouldn't have my brain slowly exploding inside my skull.
Oh, yep. Oh, yeah, that's how it works. You're right. Okay.
I mean...
Any guesses, Whit?
Two in a corner. bowling pin.
Is that your answer, Stimpy?
No.
Okay.
What in a shelter?
The answer to every riddle is time.
Is it a fire? No. Two in a corner. What does that mean? an angle. Lines.
Is that your answer, Whit?
No, I'm thinking out loud. Hey Stumpy, you got any help? You know the answer to this riddle?
Us tree folk do often dabble in riddles. I feel I may have had an experience with one very similar to this. It had something to do with a number of something. Something's in one that's not in the other.
Would I know. I can. Okay, thanks. Number, thanks, Stumpy.
The number?
I got it. I know the answer.
Well, we're waiting.
The answer is the letter R.
And as you say that, it goes, and the page flips. And you see the large orc man who you actually recognize with your profound knowledge of history. This is Urzog the Terrible.
Oh no.
He almost killed.
Racking my brain. I remember the name, but I can't remember what he did. Oh, sorry. What?
He almost took out an entire region of Athoria by himself.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Okay. What does the next riddle say, Orc?
What runs but never walks, murmurs but never talks, has a bed but never sleeps, and a mouth but never eats.
Can you put that in the chat?
Yeah.
Perchance. Dude, I'm so dog shit at riddles, man.
I'm a little proud of myself. I got the help from Stumpy, but
I was gonna say no, I'm not terribly great at it.
I literally would have never guessed.
What runs but never walks, murmurs but never talks. It's a bed. Stumpy, you got anything on this one?
I fear I have not heard this one before, my friend.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for your help.
Is it a shoe? I don't know.
Murmurs, but never talks.
Stimpy.
Yeah.
Can I have you roll a d20 for me?
Absolutely. I think, yeah. Bazinga. 7.
So, as you say, is it a shoe? You feel an incredible, like, painful headache, and you take 7 damage.
Oh. Okay, so guys, I'm gonna let you know, don't throw out answers all willy-nilly.
Runs but never walks.
I was so ready for you to get, like, a nat 20, and be like, yeah!
I have a brain aneurysm.
Stimpy, you notice some blood coming out of your ear.
I know the answer.
The answer
is a river.
Shut up.
You hear, and the page flips. You better not be Googling these, Whit.
I'm not. I'm legit. I can share my entire screen with you.
No, I believe you. I am proud of you, though. On the next page, you see...
God,
I have a city but no houses. I have mountains but no trees. I have water but no fish. What am I?
You said that in the chat again?
Yeah.
I need to see it.
I know. I was getting it copy and pasted. I almost put the answer in there.
Cities but no houses. Mountains but no trees. I have water but no fish. Cities, mountains, water. Oh,
Hey, Stumpy, you got? Have you heard this one?
You don't hear any response.
Oh no. Okay.
Glad we're all contemplating this.
Dude. I'm looking at it, I'm reading it, nothing's going through my head.
This one is a tough one. You hear Urzog mutter something under his breath, and all of a sudden you just hear him yell again and scream in pain as more blood.
He gets something. Hey, what did you guess that was wrong?
I fear not to say it.
Okay.
I mean, you could tell us so we don't accidentally guess it.
Well, if he says it again, it might make him hurt again.
Well, it's in the context of telling us a wrong answer. He's not trying to guess.
That's true. I think you know, can tell us.
I'll give you that.
Wow.
So what did you guess?
It is not a farm.
Not a farm.
Okay.
He's an orc. He's not the brightest.
Not far.
Wow, you got a stereotype by race. Connor. Wow.
No, I'm just going off of his background.
He's smart enough to take out a whole region, come on.
Yeah. Oh, but he's an orc. He's stupid.
Hey, that was just one of his many guesses.
Mountains. What else has cities? Wait.
But no houses.
What does this mean?
What's another? What else does city apply to that doesn't have a house? Because that's what I thought about murmurs. I was like, does murmur have another meaning? They're like, oh yeah, like rivers and creeks murmur, and then that's what clicked.
Oh.
Well, I just thought of like blood maybe on the orc's face, and I was like, oh, it's water.
Perhaps you guys are thinking too three-dimensional.
What do you mean? What does that fucking mean?
We're thinking too hard about it?
That's all I'm gonna say.
Dude, I have to put 110% brain power in even just like reading this correctly.
Oh, is it a map?
Yes. So,
as he says
that, you hear a. And a page flips. Oh. There appears to just be another couple of pages.
Oh, good job, Jacob. Oh, good job.
How do you guys.
I didn't even have to Google that shit. I was thinking, I was like, oh my god, I can't think of anything.
That was good. Good job.
What I was do you throw out the second riddle. When you want to use it, but take in when you don't want to use it?
Here we
go. Can you send that? Okay, thank you. Is it a... No, okay, I can't say is it a...
You should. I think you should say that.
Oh, Jacob, actually, that was a really good...
That was really good, Jake. I wasn't expecting... You're just like, is it a map? Yes.
No, Jacob just said an answer for this one. This
what'd he say?
Fishing net.
Jacob, go ahead and roll a d20 for me.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Fishing net.
Give me a second.
You throw it on to use it.
Wait, you can't just type things into chat.
Fine. 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 We'll do that.
Go out. 19.
Ooh, okay, so you get a terrible headache, but you seem like you may have been close. So you only take 10 damage.
Is it a anchor?
You hear a...
Oh.
This shit's too hard.
Come on, we're really carrying the team here. You need to help.
All right.
Oh, wait, was I right?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Jacob's killing it now.
You walk into a room that contains a match, a kerosene lamp, a candle, and a fireplace. Which do you light first?
I'll
put it in chat.
Probably okay, technically not, match.
So as you say that, Stimp, you hear a whoosh.
Hey, I got one.
So match isn't lit already.
And you notice that there is only one page left.
That'll be a real hard one, boys.
I know, I gotta find the one that's...
Rub brain cells together. Let's go, gamers.
Also, I've literally never heard these riddles before. Good riddles, Connor. Okay, like, I feel like a lot of riddles, I'm like, I feel like I've heard this before.
There's... Okay, I have a couple that I want to go through, but I feel bad just having the whole episode be riddles. But there were a couple more I wanted to do, but you guys have been doing so good.
We're kind of epic, dude.
Yeah, it's true.
So you know what? Pick a number between 22 and 51. Collectively.
How you guys feel about 43?
See, I was feeling just flat 40.
Okay, I'm down for flat 40.
I'm down for a flat 40.
Okay.
Flat 40?
I don't know why we're all saying flat. I mean, I started it, but like anything.
Your mom's flat.
Until I am measured, I am not known. Yet how you miss me when I have flown. What am I?
What the hell?
I need to see this one. I am measured, I'm not... You miss me. Something that flies... You have to measure it to know it?
If it was just the first half, I would assume it's like height, but that doesn't make no sense.
That's basically everything you measure, you don't know the measurement until you measure it.
Yeah, I guess. Shut up, Will.
Sorry. Just how you miss me when I have flown. What?
I'm really struggling with this one, guys.
I haven't the slightest thing.
I believe in you all.
Hey, Stumpy, you got anything on this one?
I appreciate your confidence, Connor.
You unfortunately don't hear a voice.
Stumpy, no! I miss you.
I think Stumpy's been killed by the book.
It's affecting my brain, so it's very possible it's just overriding him or something.
I have a terrible feeling about this.
Miss me when I have flown. Hey, Orc, you got anything?
The answer is not heads.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Not heads, huh?
Because he was probably making heads fly all the time.
Oh, okay. I have flown.
Any guesses? Are you having fun?
Yeah.
Good.
Who's speaking? You sound like you're in character, but I don't know. Who is talking?
The DM. I just felt like it was fitting.
Like, I'm enjoying this.
Jacob, have you got anything?
I've been so excited for like this session particularly for a while.
I have no fucking idea.
I can't think of anything. Until I am measured, I am not known.
Yeah. Well, you guys know that it'll tell you when you get close.
I know it.
What?
Maybe. Is it time?
You hear a whoosh as the book closes.
Dude, I said earlier the answer to every riddle is time.
Dude. Yeah, you did.
I know. That's what's funny. That's what I was saying. Are you having fun? Because time flies when you're having fun. As you do that, Urzok falls to the floor. Thank you. He stands up and turns to face you. And then he raises his weapon and swipes down as hard as he can. Do you guys do anything?
On
you have so do quick quick thoughts.
What is he hitting?
He's right next to you, Whit, and he stood up and is swiping straight down.
I back up quickly.
So as you do that, he smashes his sword on the ground. I don't know if you guys noticed, but his swords are like two jawbones. From a great beast. And as he smashes it, the sword shatters. And a small brass rod falls out.
Somebody snag it. Somebody snag it.
Take it. And thank you.
You're welcome, homeboy.
I must now rest.
It's probably for the best.
And he goes and lays on the bed and does not get back up.
Okay, thanks.
I whisper to the guy, should we, like, kill him while he's asleep? This guy's kind of danger.
He's on the floating island prison.
He's kind
Even without the book, he probably wasn't going to get off. So, like...
He's in danger, though. Like, you know...
Maybe you should go check on him, Stimpy.
We're not the judge and jury.
I'm good.
He got put here by someone else, and I don't feel like we should come in here and kill him.
So he laid down not to get up again. I'm just going to reiterate my words.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
So he just laid down and died?
He did.
Oh, okay, cool. Damn. Never mind.
Hey, Owl, go see if he's breathing.
He is not breathing, but he seems very relaxed. It seems all the brain trauma finally did him in.
Trauma.
The
brain trauma.
My Idaho is coming out.
Okay, well, we saved him from a life of torment mentally.
That was the only thing keeping him alive, was his drive to have to figure out that riddle.
Oh, shit, well.
I think we did him a favor, guys. I think we were good people today.
See, we would have done him a favor if we had to kill him as well, but I don't know.
If you killed him, though, would you have found the key?
It's only mercy if he had died already.
But, like...
Yeah, you can search him. You get his... He has a sword if you want.
What kind of sword?
It's a big jawbone.
Yep.
Is it a what?
It's a big jawbone.
Dark Souls Ultra Great Sword. Fucking no.
Pretty much.
I'll take it.
All right. You go ahead and roll a strength check to pick it up, Jake.
Oh, man.
Yeah, this is literally like a 7-foot tall orc.
I would just like to say... 8.5 foot tall. I'm also like... What was it? I'm like 6'2".
He is still 2 feet taller than you.
And an orc, which is built a little bit bigger than the cats.
Can I use one inspiration point?
Yeah.
18.
All right, you go ahead and pick it up. But picking it up is different than swinging it. Just remember that.
Oh. I mean... Can I do a couple practice swings?
Yeah. And now that you kind of got a handle... Away. Now that you kind of got a handle of it, a handle for it, go ahead and roll with advantage.
Oh. Okay. Whoa. I'll take it. 16.
All right. So you go to swing the sword, and... You swing it back and forth a couple of times, and it feels good. You feel your muscles start to beef up a little bit.
That's how it works.
Yo, I'm gonna turn over to the wizard boy and be like, "Hey, man, you wanna check this for magical stuff? Because I can feel my strength grow."
Oh, I didn't even think of that. I was just like, "Silly DM, that's not how working out works." Okay, yeah, I'll check it.
Because my after swinging the sword around, I don't think I'd feel pretty tired.
Yeah. Let me run an Arcana check on it, if that's okay, Mr. DM.
Go for it.
I got a 17.
All right. Yeah, you see that this has some sort of orcish runes and scrawled into it that gives the wielder +3 strength.
Whoa. Hey, Jacob.
Yes.
This gives you plus. I can't. This gives you +3 strength. That doesn't make sense in context of character. These runes make you stronger by holding onto the sword.
Oh, shit! That's awesome.
That's pretty
Connor,
epic.
Do you have stats for this sword?
No, because I did not plan on you picking it up, but I can find some.
All right, let me go over to my character +3. Connor, that just seems unfair.
Okay, fine.
I
you
assume
don't get
it's
any.
Just when you're holding the sword.
Yeah, it's just when you're holding the sword.
Okay, so when I'm holding a sword, I'm at a 19.
But then you can also only use, like, one hand. Like, if we need you to be strong to open something, you only got one hand.
Yeah.
But I assume it's a two-handed thing for him.
So I imagine I could just toss the sword aside if I, like, desperately need to open something. And I have my other swords as well.
So, Jake, this does everything as a greatsword, but instead of 2d6, it's 2d8 slashing.
And is it a two-handed or is it a one-handed?
It is two-handed.
Okay, that's what I thought. I wanted to check. Okay.
What does I get a one-handed greatsword that gives me +3 strength?
That'd be pretty
much. Well, because he's holding him one-handed, and so I was like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's just... He's
big. But that's because it's him.
And that, he had two of them he picked up, so it gave him +6.
Oh. Oh, hey, Yick. Oh, no, he shattered the other one, huh?
Yeah, he shattered the other one.
Yeah, okay.
That would have been really cool.
I know. But you wanted the key. Now you got all three pieces to the key, but the other two are on the boat. Man, I hope you guys' rowboat's still out there.
Yeah.
We didn't park our ghost boat there?
No, we had you to did. You just parked it a little bit off, because you can't, like, park
the boat right next to it. I forgot it's not like Sea of Thieves, it's like actual ships.
Speaking of Sea of Thieves, I've been playing a little bit. It's fun.
Okay, let's head back out and hopefully the ship's still there. I wasn't worried about that, but now I am.
Alright, as you guys walk out, go ahead and roll a perception check.
Oh my gosh. That's my perception. I got a 15.
All right, well, you guys see your ship. That's good.
No, okay.
And it has just slightly gone over to, like, right here.
Okay. Alrighty, guys, let's go.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's get out of here, guys. So
Connor was hoping to have us in a little
bit. Oh, wait. Sorry, before we go, guys, do we want to, like, bring that book?
No.
We just leave it here?
Yeah, probably.
Is it a reuse, like if you open it up from the first page again, is it going to, like, restart the riddles?
I guess there's only one way to find out.
That's what I'd assume.
I'd like to bring it with me.
I was going to say, we could use it to trick somebody.
I'm a wizardy boy. I will bring it with me.
I have
this
an idea.
Can I run an arcana check on the book now that I am going to go get it?
You can run an arcana check on the book.
Wow, I got a nat 1, but that doesn't apply to skill checks, right? So I still get my modifier?
Yeah,
I got a 9.
So, you get the feeling that if this book were to be touched, it would open.
Okay, guys, I think this book is best left on the floor. Yeah, I mean, we just looked at it and it had a hold on us. I don't think we gotta grab it.
Yeah, how'd you piece that together?
I just got a bad feeling when I got up to it, you know? Somebody, like, nobody told me anything. I just, like, you know, I got a bad feeling.
Yeah, you hear Stumpy go, I'm so glad you didn't pick that back up, my friend.
Should I?
But those riddles were really easy, don't you think?
Yeah, they were. Should I try to burn the book, guy? No, that also seems...
Guys,
let's just leave it. Okay, let's go. We're done with the book. Yep, we're done with the book.
Good hell.
So as you go to leave the island...
I could pick it up with Mage Hand. No.
You can try.
We're leaving.
I've got plenty of other riddles I didn't give you.
We're leaving. Get another 20 riddles we have to do. No.
Get out of here. Let's go.
Okay, so you guys get on your rowboat, and as you start to kind of row away... Then you feel like a darkness lift off of you, and you make it back to your ship.
Wow. Well, okay, guys, we got the three pieces of the key. So, does anybody have, like, any super glue or something?
Oh man, I could have stocked a different spell, and actually, no, I don't think I ever learned it.
This is a magical key. You just want to put this out there.
Oh yeah, let's put all the pieces together and see what happens.
Let's put all the pieces together on the map.
Let's duct tape them together.
We have to put them together first to do that, so let's see what happens when we put them together.
I like Jacob's idea, personally. I thought
it was on the map. Okay, let's do it.
So I don't know about you, but that big-ass key in the middle of that map isn't suspicious at all.
No, I thought it was just there for vibes.
I know it was used as a plot device earlier, but I'm pretty sure Connor... It's got something sneaky for us.
Okay.
No.
So you guys gather all your pieces of a key. One of them still smells like poop. So that's yummy. One of them kind of smells like brain juice.
Didn't I try cleaning that off with prestidigitation?
Oh, yeah. You cleaned it, but some things you just can't really get the smell out of.
Okay.
Some
things
you just can't. And one of them kind of just smells like brain juices.
That's pretty epic.
All right. So as you put the keys on the table, or the pieces of the key, the key sinks into the map. However, now something's there that wasn't there before.
That's a volcano.
Dude.
No.
Guys, we summoned an island.
We summoned an entire island.
Did you summon it or did you unlock it?
Maybe we were just so stupid, we just never actually...
We accidentally sailed around it this whole time.
So around it, there was a massive storm. Because it was right about here you guys got that snow.
Okay,
well, let's weigh anchor and whatnot. Let's go.
All right, well, let's leave that episode here. You guys ready?
Wow.
You guys ready?
I'm ready. Oh, this means I get to wait, are we sleeping? Or is this during the day?
So it'll take you a couple days to get from.
Okay, sweet. I get to reroll my shrooms.
This episode was 50. This one, it just depends on how quick you guys go through it. But let's hurry and do an outro. Thank you guys all so much for joining us. Sorry that it took so long. After this campaign, I'm not sure where the podcast is going to go and who's still going to want to play, what we're going to do. So, follow us on social media to get updates on that. But
follow me on Twitter, Saint No Saint with an E, Gnome with an E.
Yes, for sure. He's a funny boy. He's so silly.
He's a funny
boy. I post lots of funny bowling ball gifs on Twitter.
Yeah.
And with that, we're gonna close. We're gonna close it.
Okay.
Until next time, everybody.
Thank you all for joining us on Legends of Athoria. We will see you again next week. And remember, keep your coin purse close, or Stimpius will find you.